That's right.
And then we'll buy some more time, and then get that, and I think we got some chance in Berlin, of course. They've got to have a deal, or Germany, the Germans, the Russians need a deal, too.
Russians need a deal.
So you got that, and...
And if we continue to make a little progress on China, not very much, just...
Can't do much there, but you never know, the Chinese, they react.
I want to say at the luncheon speech that we hope that some of their scientists will come over here, but...
Good. Excellent, because we've opened up person to person completely.
That's right.
And there are great Chinese scientists, it's the place where they are. They have traditionally been in the forefront of their civilization, new science, when we were still eating each other.
True.
You know, Western Europe was, hell, they had tremendous science. So did Egypt. And the Egyptians had great doctors 4,000 years ago.
You know, I've never seen the pyramids before, but isn't that a magnificent sight?
Yes.
You know, imagine those devils carrying those huge things up to the top.
The thing that I was, that you should, the next time you go, go down to the Valley of the Kings and see that. Huge temples and things they built in.
Oh,
that's where they're buried.
I know.
And, no, that's a great civilization. They're great people. Thing that somebody was telling me that office there saying most about is not much of a person even gonna last long. He's not very impressive. This guy on his hand is Jesus Christ, this is a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
This he has the same impression that he said he's a hell of a phone.
Yeah.
This guy may be maybe one of our saviors.
Yep.
It's something that keep very much out. One thing I've done to you should come back. Maurice Sands wants to take a commercial mission. Dick kind of suggested he could drop over from there and so forth in his trips and so forth. And I said, no, none of you even approach it. Don't suggest it. We're not going to do anything like that. Any visits at that thing must be at the highest level. It could have to be you or me or both. It might come. It might come. I have a hunch here. I have a feeling that there's something going on there. I think this Russian thing has a hell of a lot more to do with China than anything else. Now they're scared of it.
Yes, no doubt about it. No. I think we want to be careful. That's why I'm going to mention today in my speech. I'm not appearing now. We've turned them off. I think we've got to salt it down and play it a little bit so we don't get too eager. But I think the fact that we've made
it about the Chinese.
Yeah.
Well, you noticed the other day, it was Harvey, got a little playboy, and I spoke to the Red Cross. I told a little story about meeting the Chinese teacher. We said we're all brothers in our hearts. And I said, you will never speak in 1981. I hope, certainly by then, and I hope long before then, we will have a world in which people will be able to go to China, to Russia, to any nation in the world, and discover the truth that we are all brethren. Yeah. So just keep throwing it out.
I don't agree with Tommy Thompson's view that you've got to be awfully careful. Don't say anything offended us. Because, Christ, did you notice that the TASS made an attack on us at the same time they announced it, said we were responsible for all the problems in the world, attack U.S. imperialism. So they don't give a damn about it. And I don't think we should say anything that's rough on them or attack them, but I don't think we should back away from China. I think we should say, well, we want scientists
to keep them. It's going to keep them right on China.
Right.
The thing to do is to do it. We don't say anything about it. Say, oh, no, just want good relations with both. And that would drive the goddamn Russians up the wall, which is exactly what we want to do.
Right.
You see, that's why this trade issue you're working out of the items.
But I don't agree with Putin that you got to keep cultivating the Russians, so they don't respond to that.
They are it's totally cold turkey. Look, they came back. They had this the very thing that the scientists, the officers in January 8th, I sent a message directly to the top guys. All right, Mr. President, close to see information. Now, why the hell do they wait until right after the party conference and they come back to the
commission? Yeah.
And that's after Laos, after all. Well, now they're going for cold weather, he's not visit up. We had the party, we had Laos, we came off of the Chinese initiative, said all Laos nice things about China and all the rest. And then bam, here they come in this. Now what does that show you? It shows you only that these people are going to consult their interests and they don't give a damn about that.
That's right.
They kind of consult their interests.
You know, they're concerned about the Middle East. Oh, we get all kinds of reports back and they're discussing.
Did you read what Lance Bowling said there where they were saying that Rogers is taking too much credit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. That's just great. And on the Middle East, I want you to hammer out. Just get out there and talk about it. The way to use me on it is this. First of all, that's my advocate. I have no concern whatever about being tough on the Jews from a political standpoint. The only thing is if I may be needed at some time to squeeze, to do the squeezing, you could take us more advanced position than I could.
Right.
But as far as this emotion, I am totally agree. As a matter of fact, if I were in your position, I'd be doing more.
Yeah.
Goddamn Jews throwing me up the wall.
You should have seen
where they meetings. Shit. Really? I'm glad you talked up to them. They're in for a tough deal now because and I think they let the cat out of the bag. Probably they thought that Bowling and all these pacifists, these Quakers, you know, would be delighted to hear that they're just waiting for the next election to get the Democrats in. And they didn't know he'd come running right to me.
That's right.
Because Bowling's a Republican. He is.
I know.
Didn't you think he wrote two good memorandums?
Very, very good.
That guy's damn near. precise.
He's very good. Thank you. Rabin, you know, is on our side. He's getting canned. They're going to send him back. He's leaving. Yeah.
Well.
Rabin and...
he's smart.
Diane. God, I wish we could get rid of her. If Diane was there, we could work. You know, Sedan has great... Sedan, yes. Sedan has great respect for him. Sedan.
Military guys best. You know, the young people today are on zero growth rate.